Mount Pleasant is the backdrop of a free new monthly market of local artisans. Perhaps a place to buy a Christmas gift as you're browsing the farmers market. It's called Makers on Melrose, the first one Saturday, 17th of December. In a moment, we'll hear from a maker. Let's first hear about what it's all about. Nikki Nolan, Market Day Coordinator and Comms Officer there, joins us. How's it going, Nikki?
It's going great. I'm so excited about December. We've got so much going on. We're really excited. We've got our Christmas Twilight Market on the 22nd of December. But of course, before that is our Makers on Melrose launch, which we are just buzzing about.
Yeah. Now, this was in an unfortunate time in November. You were planning to have the first one, but the weather got a little bit in the way. So it makes sense to have it on a more beautiful day, I think.
Yes, yes, fingers crossed, weather gods, please.
Yes, yeah, so that was kind of fair enough, because a lot of it's, even though your farmer's market is covered, something like this is usually a sort of an open air type thing, right? So what can we expect?
So it runs at the same time as the farmer's market, so it's 8 till 12. We've got about, I think it's 29 stallholders coming to the first Makers on Melrose launch. So a really good full listing of stallholders. And we're going to have a little bit of a celebration. So there's food and beverages that you can buy. There'll be live music. And it's just going to be a really festive atmosphere because obviously being like a week before Christmas, the Christmas vibes are pretty high at the market right now. So yeah, we're just really looking forward to it. And the artisan stall holders are all high quality, beautiful items. And there's so much like pottery and art, body products, beehives, jewellery, and some really unusual things as well that you probably won't see anywhere else.
Oh, that is fantastic. All right, so that's coming up on the 17th. In a moment, we'll hear from Jess Boyle, who you've recommended from Rustic Wren. Some gorgeous stuff that she has, right?
Yes. Absolutely. So beautiful. And like all of our Makers on Melrose stallholders, Jess is just an amazingly talented artisan who started with a desire to create something beautiful, which in her case was leather notebooks. Then it became a passion and then it turned into a business. So I love that journey and you can see her passion for her product in everything she does. It's just palpable.
So that'll be absolutely brilliant and really nice to go and have a chat to the people who will directly benefit rather than these major stores.
Absolutely.
And yeah, there's something really wholesome about it, isn't there?
It is. And as well, I mean, we all know that now there's supply issues and you're never sure when you order things online if you're going to get them in time for Christmas. So you can just go there, buy whatever you like on the day, and it's all beautiful stuff, and you know that you're supporting local artisans, which is just wonderful.
Is the Twilight Market on the 22nd going to be pretty similar? What are you offering there?
So it's more the farmers market with the Twilight, but we do this year have a few artisan stallholders as well. But it's usually more focused on the farmers market, but it is a huge event for the region. It's something that's always, you know, really looked forward to. There's going to be a lot of food and beverages that you can buy on the night, musical entertainment. A certain man in a red suit may appear for a visit.
Yep.
And even we've got a Christmas-themed workshop and an amazing raffle with some fabulous prizes. So it's really quite a huge event.
Oh, great. And I suppose people could do all their Christmas shopping for food. So you're going to get your potatoes and your veggies and that sort of stuff. Yep.
So we make it 3 days before Christmas so that you can come in, get everything you need for your Christmas feast, and get some last-minute gifts as well, because a lot of the stallholders do have hampers and beautiful gifts that they've made. So it's a great time to get your last-minute Christmas shopping done and also have an awesome time.
Right. So, okay, so the Makers on Melrose, Saturday the 17th of December, that's on at the same time as the Farmers Market up in Mount Pleasant, and that's from morning till noon, is that right?
That's it, exactly.
Yep. And then the Twilight Market on the 22nd of December, what time's that?
So that's 5 till 9, and that's a Thursday.
Excellent. And then Makers on Melrose, will that be on the 17th of each month, or how are you going to do it from January on?
So So it'll be the third Saturday and it runs through till May.
Great. Oh, well, all the best. Hope it goes really well. Really looking forward to having a chat with your recommended artisan in a moment, Jess Ball. Thanks so much for joining us today, Nikki.
Thank you for having me on today. Thank you so much.
Let's hear now from a maker. Jess Boyle from Rustic Wren is on the line. Welcome, Jess.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. Now, you make handcrafted leather products, I hear.
Yes, I certainly do. We are based in Lenswood in the Adelaide Hills. I have just fallen in love, head over heels, in love with leather. So that's the reason I work with what I do.
Yeah, and there's something really special about a leather-bound book or something that's been beautifully crafted, like a bag or a journal. There must be such a source of pride when you create something really beautiful.
The leather itself has a unique story, and every hide that I unravel, because I make everything myself, there is just something about the new leather that's got this beautiful texture, and the smell of it is just divine. And each item is so unique. And I think the journals that I do create, I try not to keep every single one of them. So I certainly have a connection with each one of them. And it's just a very special product, I think, and very timeless.
How did you get into it?
I've always been a sewer. My mum had a patchwork shop for over 20 years in Woodside. And I have been learning through her for many years, but I never felt completely satisfied with sewing with fabric. And for one strange reason, I got onto Pinterest one day and found a notebook, and it was in America, and I couldn't wait for it to arrive. So I thought, it can't be that hard to make. So I managed to source some leather locally, and that was 7.5 years ago. And I haven't looked back. So I've ran with it pretty much. A lot of friends saw what I was doing and thought, oh, I haven't seen this before. So, it's grown from there.
And is it just you or do you have a team?
I had a small team. Since COVID sort of hit, majority of the things that I make are all done by myself. I might get my sisters involved or my mum if it gets out of hand a little bit. But majority of it, is all done by me.
That pesky thing that happens when you get popular.
Yes, exactly right. It's just time management, really. I'm getting very good at that.
Is it juggled with other work as well?
I've just got 3 girls, so they're all under 12. So it's just a juggle of being mum. And where we live, I'm fortunate that I can still be at home with them when they need, but I can work from home, which is wonderful.
With us at the moment is maker Jess Boyle from Rustic Wren. Where does the name come from?
Well, living in Lenswood forever, I'm surrounded by beautiful country landscapes and I'm always loved landscapes. And the rustic sort of twist was really, I felt really earthy. And we have always had blue wrens in the garden. So it just sort of felt quite sentimental. And then it sounded good. So it was really nice to use that.
Great. So I imagine you have a few different ways that you get your products out there online. At these makers markets. Do you have any retail outlets that you sell from?
I have a few stockists around the place, but majority of it is all done online. And then especially at Christmas time, we have markets. So that's why I'm a part of Makers on Melrose. I'm looking forward to being a part of the hills and just a bit more local market scene, which is going to be exciting.
Yeah, there's something really lovely about the vibe of a maker's market as opposed to other kinds, because putting the money back in the maker's hands, I'm sure it makes a big difference for you.
It does. And knowing the people's story is a bit more rewarding, and you sort of get to meet the makers. And I try and stall holders are great. We tend to buy a lot from the other makers. Every market I go to, we sort of go, oh, I know I'm going to buy this, this and this. So we tend to be really good buyers, I suppose, of products at markets. And it's really special because then I know if I'm giving a gift to someone, I tell them the story that I've been told. And that I find is really special.
Absolutely. Will there be any other markets that you're taking part in this season?
Oh, I have got lots coming up, mainly all in Adelaide and some in Harndorf, which is really exciting. But it's the best way to get your hands on leather. And especially when people come up to my stall and the first thing that you're hit with is the smell of leather.
Beautiful.
And it's funny, people go, can I put my head in the bag? Can I smell the bag? And I said, you're not the first, you're not the only person that's asked that, but there's that real beautiful smell of leather, which is you can't beat. So, yeah.
Sounds great. Jess Ball from Rustic Wren, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.